KQED.
It's been a little more than a year since California launched into realignment, shifting nonviolent offenders from state prisons to county jails and from state parole to county probation. As the dust begins to settle, some counties like Fresno are calling for more funding from the state. Others like Orange County find themselves releasing local offenders to GPS supervision programs and the like to make room for state transfers. We decided to check in with the state's biggest county to see what it's like when 11,000 people shift into your agency's jurisdiction. Jerry Powers is the head of Los Angeles County's probation department.
It's been a struggle. I would have preferred to have a much larger or longer period before this started, but this was essentially cooked and presented to us in about a 90-day period. So, if you're going to bring in 1,000 new offenders a month, that's going to take additional resources from probation staff to support staff to mental health staff, substance abuse treatment providers, and all of that. And you can't simply do that within a 90-day period. It takes, realistically, it takes a year to get up to speed for any type of a program. And certainly something of this large of a magnitude is going to take you at least a year to ramp up and start providing the services that you want to provide.
Under realignment, only those convicted of non-serious, non-violent, non-sexual offenses are supposed to be shifted to local probation. But we're hearing from some people that the state is making decisions based only on an offender's last conviction, not the entire criminal history. And some of these people we're talking about have a lot of priors.
Yes, absolutely, they do. And the way the law was structured is eligibility for this program is based on the committing offense. So their prior record really has no relevance with respect to whether they come into AB 109 under realignment. You may have somebody who is their sentencing offense to California State Prison was an auto theft with a prior auto theft enhancement. They're eligible to come out under the realignment program, but when you go back and look at their prior history, they may have had a prior prison commitment for an assault with a deadly weapon, for some significant offenses, but eligibility for this program is strictly based on the committing offense for their last prison commitment that they're coming out on.
Do you feel that the state has been in responsible communication with local counties about how to handle this population and that they've been delivering enough money to do the job right?
There's never enough money. I would never say that we got enough money. I think that given the state's fiscal climate, we got about as much as there was to get. None of us in local government asked to take this program on, but I think there's the pragmatists among us who said, well, the alternative was that the Supreme Court say state prisons open your doors and let out 30,000 individuals and get in compliance. So given the potential alternatives out there, I think this is probably the best of the worst. Having said that, my personal experience in working with the state and my department's experiences is they have tried to be very responsive to us when we've had concerns or questions about whether an offender should be or shouldn't be under this program. They've been very good. They've provided assistance to us when this first implemented and gave us staff to help us work through the tremendous number of files that we received and things like that. After a year, am I completely satisfied with where probation is or how this program is? No, and I don't think anybody would say that they are. Is it as bad as it could have been? No. I think we're somewhere in between there. And in some jurisdictions, they're probably doing, with smaller numbers, they're probably doing some great work and they have not seen a huge impact. But I think in many of the larger jurisdictions, we feel like we're still running as fast and as hard as we can to try and catch up with this.
Well, thank you for talking with us today.
Oh, it's been my pleasure and thanks for having me.
Jerry Powers heads the L.A. County Probation Department. We've covered a fair bit about realignment on the California Report over the last 2 years. Look for the link to our previous coverage at our website, californiareport.org.